I mean, they waited a really long time, second session, to announce red and white. Like, I think they announced it almost a week into second session. And we thought it was a psych out at first, like, running up to the house. But when we got there, like, and we saw, like, all the red and white balloons, that was so much fun. And, like, everybody was just so excited. And, like, when we popped them and, like, I was announced as a captain, that was just so exciting.
Welcome to Beside Lake Mita. Today we are talking to SC21's white co-captain, Addison Schwartz. She and I discussed our favorite Marimita traditions and what it was like to be in senior cabin this year. Make sure you don't miss an episode by following Beside Lake Mita on Instagram and subscribe to the podcast in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen to your pods.
Knit one, roll two!
Addison Schwartz, this one's for you. Let's get into it. Hi, Addison.
Hi.
So first off, I want to say thank you so much for being on the podcast. I am so happy to have you.
Yeah, of course.
So I'm going to start by asking you, how many years you're a camper?
Okay. So my senior cabin summer was my sixth summer as a camper. Should have been my seventh, but because of 2020 and there not being any camp, it was my sixth summer.
What did you feel when summer was canceled 2020?
I was really upset. I was supposed to be a middle pioneer, and that was, like, a lot of people's, like, one of their favorite summers because you get, like, a lot more responsibility. Like, you get a lot of the responsibilities of being in senior cabin without the pressure of being in senior cabin, and people also love the Mackinac Island. And so, like, I didn't get to really experience either of that, so I was really upset. And I was kind of, like, unsure of what I was going to do all summer because I had planned to be at camp for 8 weeks. But I just started to look forward towards the next summer.
Mm-hmm. How did you choose Marimita in the start?
So my older cousin, Ashley, went to Marimita. And ever since I was little, she's always, like, told me all about camp. And I visited a bunch of camps, but I loved how, like, it seemed like everybody knew each other. Like, when I went to, like, some of the bigger camps, like, I toured Agawak and Chippewa, like, it really didn't seem like everybody knew each other. But because Marimita is one of the smaller camps, I feel like everybody, like, gets to know each other. Like, everybody in senior cabin knows all of the ranchers and all of the dudes. And it just, like, it really creates, like, a really nice community. And I just saw how amazing Marimita was, and it just really made me pick Marimita. And I'm so happy that I did.
Getting off the bus the first year, did you have friends going with you, or did you, like, know only, like, one or two people?
My first summer, I went going with one friend, but, like, I met people on the bus, but I feel like Marimita has, like, a really inclusive, like, group of girls, which is really nice, so it was really easy to make friends.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of friends, I know you're very close with some girls from out of state. How do you kind of keep those relationships going, not during the camp months?
Definitely, like, FaceTiming them, and, like, social media is really helpful, but, like, I'm so thankful for camp because, like, it really, like, allows me, it, like, helped me form friendships with friends that, like, I could have never met, and, like, I felt like some of my friends from out of state are, like, my best friends that I met through camp.
So I'm going to ask you about some of your favorites.
Okay.
Like, favorite activity or evening program.
Okay. My favorite activity, I think, is probably, like, water skiing, or not a lot of people say this, but I really liked arts and crafts at camp. And my favorite evening activities probably capture the flag.
I agree on evening activity.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Capture the Flag has a lot of songs and cheer. So what are your favorite song or cheer?
I like Deep in the Heart of the Maramita Jungle. That's a good one.
There's also a lot of traditions. Like one is playing Capture the Flag every other Friday. What are some of your other favorite traditions?
One of my favorite days at camp is like the 4th of July. I love like how like from like the minute you wake up on the 4th of July to like message to Martha and like rattlesnake like running into the lake. Like I just love the 4th of July. That's one of my favorite traditions. I love the weekly campfires. I love singing in the mess hall and like how at camp like you sit don't sit with your cabin. I think that that's really unique, but I think Maramita has a lot of great traditions that are very unique. And like being in senior cabin this summer was like so much fun. And like being able to, like I remember like over like in the past like always looking up to senior cabin and like actually having the opportunity to do it this summer was just so much fun. So I'll definitely like remember being able to like do the things that I've always looked up to other senior cabins before.
How was the senior cabin trip?
Oh my God, the sailing trip was literally like one of my favorite parts of the summer. Like my boat was me, Avery, and Scarlett, and we had like this, our captain was like this crazy lady. It was so funny. It was so much fun, the sailing trip.
So, as senior cabin, you also get to be a overall captain or co-captain. You were a white co-captain, and one thing I remember during the sing, you always taught the ranchers the songs over any other age group.
I really enjoyed the ranchers. I feel like I got really close with a lot of like the ranchers, like in cabin one and cabin five. And I felt like it was just really easy like to teach you guys the songs, and you guys were always really cooperative, which was really nice, especially during a stressful time like planning the sing.
Second session, we have the sing. First session, we have MTVs. Tell me a little bit about that.
I mean, I love MTVs. Like MTVs are probably my favorite part of camp. The sing was fun for sure, being in senior cabin and being a white co-captain, but I just love MTVs, like dancing and singing and like making it up and like costumes and just like seeing it all, but like seeing the sing come all together was also just like so much fun. Definitely a lot being in senior cabin, you really like get to know how much work goes into it. Like I never like we were senior cabin was staying up every night so late, like literally for like weeks up until the night of the day of. And so you really just like don't realize how much work goes into planning like MTV and the sing until it actually is like until you're in that position. Planning like Capture the Flag was a big part of it. Leading like team meetings for like smaller events, like explaining how like chaos versus control works, explaining how vicious villains works, explaining like some of like the smaller games was important. But I mean, I loved the whole process of everything.
How about your favorite songs that we sang in the sing this year?
I loved the white theme song, like the Warner Brothers song. I really like the process of writing that song was super fun as a cabin. And I really liked how that song came
How about your favorite food?
out. For sure, grilled cheese. Easy question.
All right, well, thank you for coming on the pod.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
If you'd like to be a guest on Beside Lake Meetup, DM us on Instagram @BesideLakeMeetup or email us at besidelikemita@gmail.com. Until we meet again.